Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Teth Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Teth Amad Aleph, at the beginning of the new Perek. Hamevi get Medeth Hayam, V'amu B'fari Nechtav, Avalo B'fari Nechtam, B'fari Nechtam, Avalo B'fari Nechtav, B'fari Nechtav, Kuloi, B'fari Nechtam, Chetzio, B'fari Nechtav, Chetzio, B'fari Nechtam, Kuloi, Parcel. Mishnah says, if a shliach brought a get from overseas, and he said, in front of me it was written, but not signed, or in front of me it was signed, but not written, in front of me it was totally written, and half signed, or in front of me it was totally signed, and half written, in all these cases, it's parcel. Echadayim b'fanei nechtav, echadayim b'fanei nechtam, parcel. If one shliach said it was written in front of me, and one says it was signed in front of me, then it's parcel. Shnayim oimim b'faneinu nechtav, echadayim b'fanei nechtam, parcel. If two shluchim said it was written in front of us, and one says it was signed in front of me, it's parcel. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case, it's valid. Echad oimim b'fanei nechtav, v'shnayim oimim b'faneinu nechtam, kosher. If one said it was written in front of me, and two say it was signed in front of us, then it is valid. And the Gemara says, Nicha b'fanei nechtav, v'alai b'fanei nechtam, v'fanei nechtam, v'alai b'fanei nechtav, klum ki yom shall get elev choismov. The Gemara asks, well, granted, when he says, in front of me it was written, but not signed, then it's possible because there was no kiyum. There was no validation. However, when he says, in front of me it was signed but not written, isn't the validation through the signatures, which is really a question against the Yochanan, who says that the declaration is due to the kiyum, due to the validation. Ela ke Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda poifel b'tefisin. Rather, the answer is, this is like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disqualifies tefisin, which is written without the husband's command. The tefis is the standard text that's the same in all Gittin. But Rabbi Yehuda, b'chutz la'aretz, b'megawish, b'eretz Yisrael, yesh tefse Gittin, b'chutz la'aretz, b'megawish, b'chutz la'aretz. We can ask, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold that we are concerned for a get that will be given in chutz la'aretz only if he divorces, means it comes from eretz Yisrael? But according to what we've learned earlier, it's permitted to prepare the tefse Gittin in chutz la'aretz, to give it within the same din over there, and no declaration of profanei nechtav, profanei nechtam is needed. Well, this isn't reasonable. Ad sheyadashu get isha, ad sheyadashu na'as ha-shliach, v'lehoi yedeya shehu get isha, ad sheyichtev kuloi b'fanav, ad sheyitzchatem kuloi b'fanav. The Gemara answers that the shliach has to know that it's a get isha, and he has to know that he has made a shliach. He knows from the beginning that it's a get isha, only if it's written totally in front of him, and signed totally in front of him. Tani Rechanin im haya nichnas v'yotze muta. Rechanin says, if the shliach entered and left while they were writing it, it's permitted. He may say the declaration, even though he wasn't there the whole time. Rabbi Yosi boy, amal b'far nechtav, b'far nechtam, ela nisyachet b'shut ha-baalim, ben ksiva l'chasima. Rabbi Yosi asked, if he said b'far nechtav, b'far nechtam, but the get was left alone in the husband's house between the writing and the signing, are we concerned lest it was switched? If we're in a door, echad oimer b'fanei nechtav, v'echad oimer b'fanei nechtam, parcel. The Gemara says, we can learn from our Mishnah, if one person says it was written in front of me, and another one says it was signed in front of me, then it's parcel. V'eshe echad oimer b'fanei nechtav, v'echad oimer b'fanei nechtam, aval im omer b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, ela shenis yachid b'roshet ha-baalim, then k'siva lechasima, kosher. So, you can infer that because one says it was written in front of me and one says it was signed in front of me, it's possible. But if one person said b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, but it was alone in the husband's house between the writing and the signing, then it's kosher. Chista boy chetzio mi takano chetzio midvar Torah. Chista asked, if half is through the enactment and half is midoraisa, what's the law, as we're going to explain.
According to many, the next five lines should be taken out of the girsa, so we now continue with the words, five lines later, Belaza Amma Rabbi Avin, boy, Amma Bifne Bifane Nechtav, Bifane Nechtam, Beid Echod Shnai Meidim Achasimas Ha'ed Asheni. And Belaza, quoting Rabbi Avin here, now explains the question of Rabbi Chista. He was asking whether the validation can be half through the Shliach's declaration, because he said it was written in front of me, and one witness signed in front of me, and then two witnesses can testify about the signature of the other witness. Amar Rabbi Ami Bablaya Ein Kosher Elazeh. Rabbi Ami of Bavel answered, only this is kosher. I mean, surely two witnesses about the second signature is even better than when the Shliach himself testifies about it. V'abba le'omakach el ha'omar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechatem v'ed echad v'ani hu ha'ed ha'sheni nasa k'nei ge'ed v'ed yosei. V'abba said that it's possible because only when he says it was written in front of me and one witness signed in front of me and I'm the other witness, because it's as if his testimony affects him, means his testimony is testifying about the other signature in order to sustain his own signature.